Blog Talk Radio.
Babylon, we said it wet. They made it sing songs of Zion, if I forget. Jerusalem, remove my tongue until I lose my breath. Happy and seated as they little ones into the steps. Daughter of Babylon, America, the great whore, naked, what you ashamed for. Come down and sit in the dust, the only place for who wage war. Raided our land, when y'all repay his vengeance, he won't meet you as a man. This plague in Egypt began, leaving this place seven, delivered us by temptations. Signs, wonders, wars, a mighty hand stretched out on me. Great terrors, the daughter of the Chaldeans no longer will be called the lady of kingdoms. They quarantined the time of judgment. Jacob's lives departed, return to Yah for the light when the skies is darkened. Only the wise regard it. So when these times are charted, leave Babylon departed and circumcise your heart. Heart.
Y'all lead us out of Babylon. Please take us from this Babylon. We're leaving out of Babylon. Finally leaving Babylon.
Say, Yah, who shall abide up in your tabernacle? Who shall prevail right in your holy hill? The exodus of your servant is now being unveiled. The dust from all of us going is like the chemtrails. Left behind, these nations getting sifted like raffles. I see flying in the air like graduating tassels. The faces of our elite is left looking confused. They say that y'all was with you, you inherited lies too. The bond is broken, chain shattered, no more the murder. The same ones who afflicted will be my baby nurses. Raise searches for the death of my people, curses. The blessing of you so fleet, almost fantasy verses. We revolt to captivity, now the losers winning. Y'all magnificent work is why these scribes are pending. The ruler is view of judgment, it's how it's measured in it. The saints is marching on home, no incentive for sinning. Yeah.
Y'all lead us out of Babylon. Please take us from this Babylon. We're leaving out of Babylon. Finally leaving Babylon.
Come on, kid.
Y'all lead us out, no longer can we stay. It's been too long since we done been away.
Too long.
Yeah, we've been turned upside down. Don't know our night from our day.
We don't know the difference.
Yeah, and all we do is listen to what our oppressors say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so long I hope it has gone astray.
So long.
Yeah, we lay down to every suitor in every way. Just to leave our hearts in complete disarray. For Yahweh will save us according to what his words say.
Yeah.
Y'all lead us out of there.
Y'all lead us out.
Please take us from
this. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praises and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that there is, by saying, Hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And once again, Yahweh has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing you to you his holy truth. My name is Brother Lemuel. This is the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing you nothing but the truth. Now, who is Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that there is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Yahweh is our king. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our savior. And Yahweh is not just the savior of Israel, but Yahweh is the savior of the world. Today's lesson is brought to you by Morey Elisha, the late great Morey Elisha, Yahweh's prophet, a teacher of teachers. And today's lesson will be taught on voting. If you enjoy this lesson, Shalom.
That's the question, should Israel vote or shouldn't we? Says in the book of Jeremiah, and we all have the 29th chapter. Scripture says, wisdom is a principal thing, therefore get ye wisdom. But with all your getting, get understanding. According to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, we're going to start reading at the 4th verse, and we'll call out each verse as we read and examine these words.
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 4. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them.
Now, the first thing we must consider is just for the people that were carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, or is this what Yah expects of all of his people, irregardless of where they were carried away captive? We're going to try to reach some understanding on that first. We go to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. And I want you to hold this page because we're coming right back here. But we're going to go for a moment to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. Tells us in the 15th verse,
that which hath been is now.
Let us know that that which has been is now. That's right now. What things that have been is what you're seeing today.
And that which is to be hath already been.
And that which is to be in the future has already been in the past.
And Elohim requires that which is past.
Right here, the Creator lets us know that he requires that which is past. So we don't have to look at a situation and look for different laws to apply to the same thing. The wind change, the weather change, but Elohim changes not. The Scripture says, I know that whatsoever Elohim does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Yah does it that men may fear before him, according to Ecclesiastes 3 and 14. Now as we go back to Jeremiah, it says again in verse 4.
Jeremiah 29, verse 4. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon.
All right. So he's talking to all of his people that he's causing at that particular time to be carried away out of Jerusalem unto Babylon. And then he tells them,
verse 5, build ye houses.
And is that not what we did when we were in Egypt? The Egyptians lived in Egypt, and we lived outside of Goshen. We had our own houses, our own wives, our own cattle, our own sheep. We had our own everything, even though we were in the midst of captivity. So here we find that Yah says, build ye houses. And that's very recommended today, that we build houses, have somewhere to stay, where we can build equity in it, and borrow from the equity we build in our homes and invest in it if we choose to. But when you're just paying dead rent, you're not gaining nothing. Whether you pay for the next 60 years, you put in everything, but you take out nothing because you don't have nothing that you're investing in. A lot of people in this society say the best investment that a man can make and the biggest and best investment that a man can make in his life is when he buys a home. There's no other investment that is prodigious as that investment. Of course, I differ there. I think the greatest investment a man can make outside of the Most High is when he findeth a wife. The scripture said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and attain favor from Yah. Scripture said, two heads are better than one. Said when two get together, they can bring heat to one another. Then when they have children, the 3-4 coil is not quickly broken. So it lets us know that when you have a wife, then you can get that house faster. Because you got two working for the same goal, the same objectives, for the same reasons. And then one is sick, the other is healthy, so they can always assist. And in these troublesome times, even though some of you all are doing very well, you will always find the occasion that you're going to see that a helpmate would be better. The scripture says, it's not good for man to dwell alone. So consequently, if it's not good for a man to be alone, it's not good for a woman to be alone. They also said in this society that a man should not be able to establish a woman, nor a woman establish a man. I heard on a court the other day that a woman should not seek for a man to validate who she is. She should be able to be a woman regardless if she got a man or not. And then in the same token, many will say that a man does not need a woman to validate who he is. He can be a man without having a wife. But let's analyze that closely. I say that a woman does need a man to validate who she is. But she don't know who she is if she don't have a man. She just could have a bunch of women friends and never know who she is. Creator said he made woman to be a helpmate for man. So if a woman is not ready to humble herself to be a helpmate for man, and that's the purpose in which she was created, then she's not established as a woman in the eyes of the Most High. Of course, you don't go by what Paul said, because Paul said he think a woman should never get married, nor a man get married. But the Almighty don't think like Paul. And here the Creator lets us know that a woman is not a woman if she does not have a man to validate her. And again, the Creator lets a man know that he needs a woman to validate him. For the Most High said, it is not good for man to be alone. So that's not why he created him. That's not the purpose he ordained him to walk the face of the earth. So it's not good. So if it's not good, then consequently, it's bad. And we don't want to be living in a bad state. So we want to follow the dictations of Yah. And here Yah says, build ye houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Which is very wise, because this food that we're eating now is deprived of its minerals and vitamins. The ground is not yielding its increase. It's polluted with the various chemicals that they put on it to grow it up every night. And now they're crossing seeds and crossing genes, and they're even putting animal genes in various tomatoes and other types of plants. Animal genes. And that's an abomination because Yah's law says that when we have a vineyard, we are not to mingle the seeds together. But here this heathen will mingle anything and everything together. That's what a mute is today, a cross between a horse and a donkey. There was no mutes in the beginning. That's why mutes cannot reproduce themselves. I was watching TV the other day. They got a little cat called the lioness. It's a little tiger and or lion mixed together. Ligress or whatever. Ligress or tigress or whatever. But they're going outside of the ordinances of the mighty Yah. Very important that you eat organic fruits and vegetables and you buy them from people that are growing them up and that you put yourself in a position to not look in your backyard and see a bunch of beautiful grass that's not doing nothing, but when you can see fruits and vegetables. Man came to me the other day and gave me 3 tomatoes out of his garden. And that was some of the best tomatoes I ever tasted. I didn't know tomatoes were such a tasty dish. Cut them in little slices, put a little salt and pepper in it. I started turning it up and didn't want to stop. I chopped all 3 of them up. Just, I didn't know tomatoes were so good. But it is when it comes out of gardens that you plant yourself. Then the Creator said, take ye wives. So a man to not take a wife is not obeying the commandments of the Most High. Because his commandment here was when we go into captivity, take ye wives. And don't have them to look at for your amusement, but to beget sons and daughters. That they may bear sons and daughters. That they be increased there and not diminished. In other words, Yah look at you as if you are something very precious in his eyes, for indeed you are. You're the apple of his eye. See a man the other day with a beautiful little baby? I said, man, your wife got a gorgeous little child. Y'all need to try to reproduce this child by 6 or 7 folds. Well, that's what you are to the Most High. You're beautiful, even though you don't see it to yourself, and you might not appear beautiful to yourselves, but you are the Creator's world without end, the apple of his eye, his beloved, his elect. So I can see why he wants you reproduce. I can see why he wants you to be more than the stars in the sky and the sands upon the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. This is his desire, for you to be many and many. And even though he was punishing you, sending you in the land of your enemies to be in captivity because of your disobedience, he still wanted to bless you in that land. And here the Creator says, take wives for your sons, take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters. And then take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. Then the Creator tells us to seek the peace of the city. And that's what we're doing, and that's what I'm about. I'm not praying for Bin Laden and them to come over here dropping bombs. I'm not happy when they blow up the Twin Towers. I'm very sad because people are dying. People that were made in the image of likeness of Yah are being destroyed. And I want to have peace. Since I got to be in captivity, since I got to be in jail, I want to have my time served on an honor roll. I want to go by good. I don't want to be put in a hole every night. Men fighting to get to me. Jumping on me. Trying to rape me. And I'm fighting for my life every night. Getting stabbed. And you don't want that. You got to do your time. You want to do it in peace. The Almighty tells us to seek ye the peace and pursue it. And here he said, seek peace of the city, whether I cause you, regardless what city, seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried captives, regardless where that, and pray unto Yahweh for the peace of the city. For in the peace thereof ye shall have peace. And that's what we are doing, and that's what I'm about. I'm praying for the peace of the city. I'm praying that even though the oppression might come, the Almighty will show mercy upon his servants and his people, and that the heathens will have compassion upon us. For the scripture says, when the goings of a man please Yahweh, he will even make his enemy to be at peace with him. If you're in chaos, if you're in bedlam, if you're in confusion, and which your enemy is, because your ways are not pleasing Yah. When Daniel went into captivity, all of the servants of Nebuchadnezzar loved Daniel. When Joseph was in captivity, all of them loved and adored Joseph, because he had a peaceful spirit. The spirit of Yah was upon him. And everywhere he went, he was blessed, and all that were about him was blessed. And that's where you want to be. You want to be a blessing on your job. You want them to say, I'm glad that I got that man working for me. I'm glad that I got that young Israelite sister working for me. She's totally different from the rest of them. He's totally different. You're going to have people jealous of you. Certainly. The more friends you get, the more enemies you'll get. They come with the territory. That's automatic. But seek the peace of all the people around about you. Don't be such a hellraiser, a hellcat. My daddy used to say a hellion, and we got some hellions in here, always raising hell. Hell go before them like a white, pale horse. Just hell follow them everywhere. They hell. Hell. That's not the spirit of Yah. Y'all be so full of hell. Even on the Day of Atonement, some of y'all full of hell. On the Day of Atonement, when you should be seeking peace, seeking forgiveness, seeking mercy, you're still full of hell. You can't leave hell alone, even on the Day of Atonement. And I'm scared to look at some of y'all right now, because I know that my eyes are looking at me, and I'm not even going to look at you. I'm just looking there. But you're just full of hell. You got to get all that hell out of you. We're going to have to try to perform some exorcists here. And we can do it and get that hell out of you. But y'all tell us to seek the peace of the city. And that's what we're doing. I don't vote personally. But I hope that a king that is in charge of Egypt is a good king. Is a compassionate king, is a merciful king. I hope that the king that they choose to run Babylon is someone that's trying to bring the people together and not divide the people. Someone is trying to find employment for the people and realize that the poor shall always be in the earth. and not try to keep every band separate. So I hope that kind of leader is elected. I'm not endorsing no one. I don't believe in it. But I will say there's a young man named Obama, and I notice he waged the most effective campaign in the history of this country. He engineered and architected the most successful campaign that's ever been waged. Raised more money than the last three elections together. Brought more people together working for him than a New York pimp. And the man ran on change. What a brilliant idea, change. And that's all he had to do after Bush. After Almighty put Bush in the 8 years, all he had to do was say, change. And everybody would, they could catch on. Now everybody trying to incorporate change in their order. So I hope and I pray that the people that are participating in this government get a man that has compassion for the poor, will try to bring people together, and a person that will try to help the afflicted. I hope that's that kind of person. Now, where does Israel sit with this? We do exactly what Yah said. We seek the peace of the city. We pray for the seeker, peace of the city. You say, Alicia, you're still coming short of voting. What's wrong with voting? Here the Creator tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter. According to Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter, it says, let's start reading at verse 14. It says,
when thou art come unto the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee.
When you come into the land which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee.
And shalt possess.
Notice it. He said, when you come in Cincinnati. Is that what it said? Said when you get to the United States, is that what it says? It said when you get into Babylon, is that what it says? No, but what it rather said, when thou art come unto the land which Yahweh Elohim giveth thee.
And shall possess it.
And shall possess the land that Yah giveth thee.
And shall dwell therein and shall say, I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me.
Yah knew the ending from the beginning. And he knew that as soon as we came into the land, which Yah giveth us, that we would try to attempt to be like everyone else. And that's what we always desire to do. To be like everyone else. And a lot of y'all are mad at me because I don't teach you to be like everyone else. But y'all said you are a peculiar people unto him above all the nations that are upon the face of the earth. And he has separated you from the other nations that you may be his. This is what y'all said. Y'all want you to be special. Peculiar, and like, not like the other people of the other nations that you desire to be alike. And if we hold this page again, we hold this page, and we go to the book of 1 Samuel. Think I want to go to 1 Samuel? And I think I want to go to the 8th chapter. Is that where I want to go? I think I do, and I think I want to start reading at the 5th to the 7th verse. Is that where I want to read? And what does that say?
1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 5. And said unto him, Behold, thou art old.
Go ahead and start at verse 4 so we can see who he, him and they are.
Then, verse 4. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together.
So you see all the elders of the children of Israel. Very much like yourself, they all gathered themselves together.
And came to Samuel.
And they came to the great prophet Samuel.
Unto Ramah.
Unto Ramah. Just like they came, like y'all sending these little letters up to me. They came to Samuel. Nothing new under the sun. Go ahead.
And said unto him, Behold, thou art old.
You're old, fella. You're old, Alicia. You know how y'all saying. Now that old stuff ain't gonna work no more. We want something new.
And thy sons walk not in thy ways.
And your sons are not walking in your ways.
Now make us a king to judge us.
Now we want you to make us a king to judge us. Now why was Samuel upset? Samuel would have been upset as any prophet would have been upset. The people wasn't upset. Because they don't know Yah like those that are near unto him, like the prophets that are in his council. What did Jeremiah say? What did Isaiah say? Isaiah said in the book of Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, the 23rd verse, For Yahweh is our king. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. And he will save us. So we already knew who our king was. The prophets did. They always had a king that they was very satisfied with. One who had a good administration that they admired. That had a good cabinet that they wanted to be part of. And all of a sudden the people wanted a king like the other people. A king like Nixon. King like Bush, king like the Chinese, and the king like all the Germans and the French and the Englishmen. They wanted a king like everybody else. But Yahweh is our king, and I know it. But going back to where we left off, what book are you in now? It took you so many books, I don't know which one you're in now.
Back to Deuteronomy 17, or in Samuel. We're in Samuel 8 chapter.
Oh, 8 chapter. We started at the 4th verse. Keep reading.
Verse 5.
1 Samuel 8 and 4. It says,
Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together.
Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together. And they went marching and stomping down the street. All kind of dust stirring behind them. Samuel looked at him. He figured he knew what was on their mind. Because they had been integrated a little bit and tasted being like other people. So Samuel looked at him, and what did they say to Samuel?
And came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways.
You're not going to be here all the ways.
Now make us a king to judge us, like all the nations.
Like all the other nations. We want to be like all the other nations, didn't we? We was the only nation that was different than every other nation. Every other nation had their president. Every other nation had their Caesar. Every other nation had their Pharaoh. But we wanted to be like those nations. We wasn't content with just having the king of kings, the one that controls all the other kings. We wanted somebody like everybody else. Tall fellow. Nice suits on, smiling and grinning like a chess cat, kissing you and the baby on the head. You wanted this. And Samuel got sad. What did Samuel do?
Verse 6. But the thing displeased Samuel.
It displeased him just like it displeases me when somebody that's supposed to have a little ounce of divine knowledge asked me about getting another king over me and would I help them. And would I give them the okay so they can be like the other nations?
But the thing displeased Samuel.
It displeased him.
When they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people.
Hearken unto their voice.
In all that they say unto thee.
And all they got together, and they had a democratic election, and they voted for another king. And since they want another king, I want you to hearken unto them and let them do it.
For they have not rejected thee.
He said, Samuel, these people have not rejected thee when they asked for a king, but
they have rejected me.
He said, I'm the one that's cast aside. I'm the one that's rejected. I'm the one that they don't want to pray to. I'm the one that they don't want to call unto. I'm the one they rejected, Samuel, not you. I appreciate you being hurt, but they still admire you. They still want to talk to you, but they don't want me. I'm the one that they rejected, not you. They're going to respect you and admire you as long as you live. Then when you're dead, then they're going to do their own thing. But as long as you're living, they're going to respect you, but they're going to reject me, and they have already rejected me.
That I should not reign over them.
The people didn't want the Most High to rule over them. They wanted to follow the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution that said you were half human. The Constitution that said you were like cattle, chattel property. The Constitution that they have to make amendments to the Constitution in order to include you in until this day. They want to follow that. And they want to have senators and congressmen that go before you, that go before that great king that they set over you. That's what they're going to want. But hearken unto their voice, because when they reject me, I'm going to reject them.
According to all the words which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other deities, so do they also unto them.
And do they also unto them.
Now therefore hearken unto their voice.
Hearken unto their voice.
Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over
them.
Let
me tell you the kind of king that's going to reign over you. He's going to open up the borders, allow the illegal aliens to come in and take your jobs. So your sons and daughters won't have no jobs and have less jobs than they do now. He's going to sanction abortion so that the foolish women that don't have no sense now are think it's all right to get an abortion because the king told them it's all right. He's going to send them to Afghanistan to fight. He's going to pull them out of Iraq, but he's going to pull them in Afghanistan. And they're going to be glad to go and serve them because now they got a black king that look like them. And they come back, arms off, legs off, but they'll be grinning like a chess cat because they died for a black king. They died for a black Caesar. They died for a black Pharaoh. And there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. That's going to be the manner of the king. But they don't want Yah. They have rejected Yah. And further, if you look at 1 Samuel 12 chapter, peep at the 12th chapter. What does the 12th verse say?
And when ye saw that Naash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, he said unto me, nay, but a king shall reign over us.
In other words, when they had the man come against them in the fancy chariot, beautiful robe, Instead of you hating and despising the king, you wanted to have you a king like him. Ain't that a blessing? You wanted to have a king like him. Now, why did you want to have a king like him? It tells us in the book of Isaiah, the second chapter. If we go Isaiah 2, according to Yah, he tells his people to walk in his light, but they don't want to walk in the light of Yah. They don't want to walk in the understanding of Yah. They want to be like the other people. It tells us in Isaiah, the second chapter, the fifth and sixth verse, it says,
O house of Jacob,
O house of Jacob,
come
ye, and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. But no, they don't want to walk in the light of Yahweh. Whose light do they want to walk in?
Therefore, thou hast forsaken thy people.
Therefore, Yahweh, you have forsaken your people.
The house of Yahweh.
You have forsaken the house of Yahweh. Why did you forsake them?
Because they be replenished from the east.
They be replenished from the east.
And are soothsayers.
And are soothsayers.
Like the Philistines.
Like the Philistines. You got a bunch of people there playing the numbers now. Got a number book. Got candles burning to give them an old man. They want an old man, they burn a candle at night. Make little dolls when they get mad. Stick pins in them to punish him. He said they replenished from the east and like what? Soothsayers.
Like the Philistines.
Like the Philistines.
And they pleased them.
And they pleased themselves in the children of strangers. They want to be like everybody except themselves. The other day, they had a Western ball, and you seen a bunch of blackies. You thought they were little cowboys and Indians. They was happy to pull out their little boots and little big hats and everything because they pleased themselves and the children of strangers. That's what our people are doing today. They're trying to be like everybody else. But what did the word of Yahweh say? It tells us, while we're in Isaiah, if we look in the 33rd chapter, since the person that wrote this letter wanted some scriptures, I'm going to give them some scriptures. Because everything we teach is based on scriptures. Everything. And we will give an abundance of scriptures. It says in the book of Isaiah 33:22, excuse me.
For Yahweh is our judge.
Yahweh is our judge. But notice, we wanted another king to judge us. Tell us what to do. Yahweh is our judge.
Yahweh is our lawgiver.
Yahweh is our lawgiver. Not JC.
Yahweh.
Not Paul. But who's our lawgiver?
Yahweh.
Yahweh is our lawgiver. He gives the laws around here.
Yahweh is our king.
Yahweh is our king. And
he will save us.
And Obama will save us. I know you wanted to read like that. I know you wanted to translate somebody else. But no, the only one that can save your little beautiful nappy head is Yah. He's the only one that can save your little beautiful nappy head self. And that's Yah. He's the only one, our only Savior, and he will be the one that can save us. And that's them that conform to him. That's them that accept him as king. That's them that's not trying to be like the other nations, like the soothsayers, and replenish themselves like the Philistines, and pleasing themselves in the children of strangers. We find, as we go back to the book of Deuteronomy 17, it says,
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14, when thou art come unto the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee,
Now, I want you to, again, read 17 and 14. Start there.
When thou art come unto the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee.
He come to the land that Yah gives us.
And shall possess it.
And we possess that land.
And shall dwell therein.
Then dwell therein.
And shall say.
And thou shalt say.
I will set a king over me, like as all the nations that are about me.
The Almighty knew this in the law, even before the book of Samuel was ever wrote. He knew that we was going to desire a king like the other nations. And he said, as soon as we get in our own land, we would say, I want to what?
I will set a king over me.
I'm going to set a king over me, whether you like it or not, like all the other nations.
Thou shalt in any wise.
But the Almighty warns you, although I will allow you to have a king when you get home, he said, thou shalt in any wise set thee a king over thee, which is not thy brother. Is that what he said? Now, as Bill Clinton, our brother, Jimmy Carter, our brother, was Nixon, our brother, is Obama, our brother. Well, let's examine to make sure we don't break the law. His mother is a European, and his father's a Kenyan. Now, how does that spell Israel? You don't know. Now, y'all don't even know how to cook a bowl of soup. You don't know what happened when you put certain things together. No, he's a good brother. He's a good, decent black man. Well, as decent as he can be without knowing the law of Yah. Because I better take that word decent away. Because only thing that can make a man righteous is the laws of Yah. That's the only thing. You got brothers in the, used to be in this class that were put out, and then after they got put out of the class, then they went around and taught everybody, you don't have to keep the law. Well, you didn't know that was the reason they were put out, because they were lawless in the beginning. They wasn't right before. And now they say you don't have to keep Yah's law because misery loves company. It never stopped. Every person that was ever kicked out of class turned against Yah. Everyone I know, they turn against Yah. Why not just be mad at me? Turn against Alicia, but try to turn the people against Yah? They figure, well, Alicia and Yah got such a close relationship, and Alicia been his servant, and I'm gonna treat them together. And since I don't like Alicia, I don't like his Yah no more. Can't be more foolish than that, can you? Turn down the waters of the living waters, and will drink water out of centuries that are broken, that can't even hold water. Next morning you go to drink it, and ain't nothing there. Drinking water out of the broken centuries instead of going right to the well. Let's keep reading.
Verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 17. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. One from amongst thy brethren shall thou set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother.
Now, you know, we got all kind of strangers. The Egyptians were strangers. We love them. They are kinfolks. The Ethiopians were strangers. The Syrians were strangers. The Hittites were strangers. The Amorites were strangers. Because they're not of our brother. Don't think that every black man, just because he's black, he's Israel. That's not so. Now don't think of every black man that looks nice and talk nice, you're going to make him Israel. I'm looking at the situation. The Kenyans is a nation in Kenya. They have their king. They have their land. They have their culture. They have their nationality. And if one of them marry a European and have a baby, the baby don't become an Israelite. Y'all look at me like I'm a fool. As I rejecting your king. And you don't like that. Saying it is all of my brothers, but you get an Ethiopian and a European. The baby don't become an Israelite. You can get somebody out of Ghana and an Israelite or a European. They don't become an Israelite. He's our cousin. We love him. He married a little sister. And we're going to pray for his protection. And I hope the Almighty provide divine protection on the young fella. Because we are praying for the peace of the city. And we're not endorsing anyone. But when we look at a little fella named John, what? McCain. Well, you don't have nothing there. All you have is Bush with blonde hair and short arms. That's all you got. A Bush. You just look different, but he's a Bush. The Almighty made Bush the worst president in the history of America, so he could put a black man in office, I think. Because he knew they wouldn't even consider a black man if the house wasn't burning down. And look what Bush did, and y'all don't think Yahweh know what he's doing. Yah knows what he's doing. It's you the one that don't know what you're doing. Yah knows what he's doing. He got Bush, and look what a beautiful job he did. Just tearing up everything, didn't he? It's like a little child in a house full of cotton, and you gave him a torch in his hand, and he just running wild. He messed up things so bad, and that's all this other little fella is. He's just another Bush. Now, we're not endorsing none of them, and we don't want to condemn none of them, but I think most people with good sense, whites or black, know which one is the best man. One of them was in the Air Force, and he was the worst in his class. Out of all the hundreds of people in his class, he was fifth from last. Then you got another fellow, Obama. He's a graduate of Harvard. It was the top of his class at Harvard. So you're dealing with a very intelligent man, and I guess you can see it by the way he's running his campaign. Now, if he runs the nation anywhere as effective as he did his campaign, it'll be in much better shape than it would if you let Bush back in. Am I right? But he's not your brother. I shake his hand if I had a chance and meet him, but he is not your brother. Kenyan and European don't spell Israel. And the Creator told me that I'm not in any wise to set any man over me, which is not my brother, when I get to my own land. But right now, I'm not in my own land. I'm in the land of my captivity. I was sent here because I rejected my God. Sent here because we rejected our king. Now, they told me, if a mule kicks you in the head the first time, it's the mule's fault. But if he kicks you in the head the second time, that's your fault. I'm not going to get kicked in the head the second time. I'm here because I rejected my king, and I'm going to accept my punishment. I rejected him. I'm not going to reject him again, especially in light and in spite of the fact that he told me that he's the one that rules the nations anyway. Now, either I can say, y'all believe what you said, or I can look him in the eyes and say, no, I think you lying. I don't think you do control this thing. And I'm going to make one of these other boys my king. The Creator tells us in the book of Daniel. Now, if you don't consider yourself a wise person, don't turn here. If you think you're a dead person, you won't understand this. This is written only for the living. According to the book of Daniel, the 4th chapter, the 17th verse, it says, hold it, son. Don't be so fast. It's so fast, going to read before the people find it. Read so fast, it's not going to leave me a time to comment. Now, what does it say?
This matter
that Yah is fin to address right now is not for the everybody. This matter
is by the decree
of the watchers.
And by the demand. By the demand of the words of the Holy One. To the intent.
This was all done to the intent that the living may know that the Most High, Yahweh, rules in the kingdoms of men. He is the one that's ruling this. He's the one that put Bush there. He's the one that got this thing going like it does today. The Most High ruleth in the kingdoms of men and giveth it to whomsoever you vote in. Is that what it says? Because you know that's not right. Because 8 years ago you voted in Al Gore. And the Almighty just laughed at you because you didn't trust him. So he let Bush steal the election. Even though everybody know he wasn't elected, the Most High letting you know your vote really don't mean nothing. Y'all, a lot of y'all turned your back on Yah. So what did he do? Y'all went to the polls to vote and they locked the doors. And you, I'm a citizen, I want to vote. The doors were locked. And then some of y'all that voted, they took all the votes and hid it until after the election. And then they got machines that they had then, and they still got some of them around. You push the word Obama, and guess where to jump up? McCain. And them old folks were going in there pushing Gore, and Bush's name pop up on a piece of paper. And they didn't know it all. They know they voted, and they used their constitutional right. And they said, well, did you know, Alicia, people died, said I can vote. They died to give me the right to vote. And my God, I'm going to vote if it kills me. The Most High rules in the kingdoms of men. He's the one got this earth in a state of turmoil. Although the earth is given into the hands of the wicked, and he covers the faces of the judges thereof, if not where and who is he, the Almighty rules the wicked. Satan can do nothing but what Yah allows him to do. Lying spirit wanted to go out and deceive the prophets. The lying spirit couldn't leave it. The Almighty gave him the wish. He had to grant him permission to go out. Said a lying spirit stood before Yah and said, I'll go out and deceive all the prophets. Yah said, where? He said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets. The Almighty said, you can do it. Go out and even prevail. Yes. And now all the preachers got a lying spirit in their mouth. Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Brown, White, Black, all the preachers you can think of, Shadow Work, Shadow Wrong, and all of them got a lying spirit in their mouth, and they don't even know they're lying because that's what their spirit. Then when you talk to them and show them what Yah said, yeah, I know what that says, Alicia, but the spirit, you got to have the Holy Ghost. I said, but this says that. Yes, you're right, but the Holy Ghost says something different. And I'm scratching my head. What the hell are you talking about? It says right here. Then it clicks on, okay, that's what the lying spirit is doing. Regardless what it says, he's not going to go by what the book says. He's going to go by that lying spirit that he named the Holy Ghost. And that's what leads him. He named it the Holy Ghost, but it's the lying spirit that Yah has placed in the hearts and minds of these people. And now they can't see. They're spiritually blind. But whatever you tell them, it don't mean nothing. This is none important. But the books, yeah, but you don't have the Holy Ghost. I got the Holy Ghost. I got that thing. Finish reading.
To the intent that the living may know.
That the living may know.
That the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men.
He ruleth in the kingdom of men.
And giveth it to whomsoever he will.
And giveth these kingdoms to whomsoever he will. Now, who does he will to give it to?
And setteth up over it the basis of men.
And he says he sets over it the basis of men. Brothers and sisters, if you don't know what the word base means low. That means the lowest of men will he set over these kingdoms. So, the scriptures tells me that the wise men shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. I'm going to be glorified whoever is elected, because whoever is elected is someone my God put in there. And he put them in there, it's for a purpose. Maybe I don't understand the purpose at first, and it's not for me to understand it at first. Because the Creator said, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are just not your thoughts. And as heaven above is higher than the earth beneath, so is his ways higher than your ways, and his thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So I know you're trying to think and figure it out, but it's just too deep. He said, thy thoughts are too deep. Like Dan said, he's deep, ain't he, Dan? The Most High is deep. Take me sometimes years to figure out what he did, and I can stand back and smile because he's deep. And here the Creator lets us know that he is the one that's ruling over these kingdoms. And he got them orchestrated, moving like he want to. You think Obama's having an effective campaign? Look at what Yah's doing. He don't miss a lick. He don't miss nothing. And I'm happy. Whoever he puts in office is going to be for the benefit of Israel. Because Yah loves Israel. And he let you know that you are the apple of his eye. And you're his world without end. He loves you with a love that's unimaginable, inconceivable. And it's going to be for our well-doing. So I don't care. If you put Obama in, that's great. You got a black man. I've seen history make. If you don't put him in, that's great. Because that let me know he might not be as evil as I thought he was. And maybe the Almighty didn't want him in because he didn't want to get him killed. You understand? So well, let the Almighty be. See, we don't understand things. I used to ask for things as if I had the wisdom of the Most High. And I thought my wisdom was good enough to take care of me. And I would pray for certain things. Pray for certain people. But now I pray and I ask the Creator to let his will be done. Because I know his will is the best. He is the right thing. And regardless how it might affect me, I don't know what would have happened if the other thing that went. You might pray for a woman, and you get that woman that you pray for. And then you have hell all your little days. Just hell. But that's who you ask for. That's who you ask for. As when the Creator said, beauty is vain and favor is deceitful. But a woman that fears Yah, she's the one that's going to be praised. Now, Yah never said praise a pretty woman because she's pretty. But you know how you are. You want the little pretty one. Oh, Yah, give me that woman. If you give her to me, I won't miss a Sabbath. I'll be there and I'll serve you. Just give me, I know you think she might not be right, but this is what I want. Please give me what I want. He give it to you. Next thing you know, you're pulling all your little hair out your head. Can't sleep at night. Walking the floor like a lion. Just walking back and forth. Because you didn't trust in the Most High. You didn't put your confidence in the King of Kings. So you better ask the Almighty, let his will be done. Don't say, give me who I want. Give me who you want me to be with. Don't give me who I love. Give me who loves me. You don't know what the Almighty got prepared for you. Could be a fat, bow-legged, ugly woman. But that's your thing. That could be you. Take care of you. Rub your feet at night. Cook that food for you. Always make you happy. Don't fuss at you. You say something, she says, duck ahead. Get humble. Go somewhere and sit. Next thing you know, you look around and you lived 120 years. That other man that had what he wants, he's been led for the last 60 years. Because the thing you gave him killed him. Now, I know what's best. Let thy will be done. Whatever your will is. Because I know he knows best. He's 100 times smarter than anybody in this room and all of y'all put together. That's how smart he is. So trust in him. Wait patiently upon him. And the ones who want to vote, that want to seek the peace of the city, that's fine. Do it. But be mindful when you set a king over you. First of all, you get ready to set a king over you, it got to be your own brother. And when you set your brother as king over you, it's going to be in the land, in your home. Because they ain't going to let your brother be over you in this land. They will not have an ex-slave as a president. They're afraid of you. I'm reading Obama's getting some slack. Because he's just as much white as he is black. And they know he came out of a white womb. Not so with you. You came out of the womb of a black woman with nappy hair that was oppressed, that was afflicted. And they're always wondering what you think. So you're not going to be that. Number two, you ain't no citizen in the first place. You just sojourner. You a sojourner. Like we were in Egypt, we sojourned there. You weren't no citizen. You a sojourner. And when we sojourn, we're not to put people over us. We're here to accept our punishment so we can go home and let the Creator set up his administration. And a lot of people are happy because they get a chance to serve a king, but we are serving and know the King of Kings. And we can pray to the one that controls all the other people. The other kings of the nation, they ain't going to do what they want. Did you vote for me? But you didn't vote for me. I don't owe you nothing. You're not even registered. I don't owe you nothing. But we got a king that we can pray to that control all the kings, that control everything. So we're on top of this thing. So don't think he's just somebody that's not doing nothing. Because if you serve the Most High, you're doing everything. You can't do no more than that. You're doing everything the Almighty wants you to do when you serve Him and keep His commandments. That's all that Yah requires of you. Now, I know some of the things I said might have been offensive to some of you all and the people on the internet, but I can take your criticism. So anybody on the internet wants to send in their response, their question, their comment on what I said, you can. And anybody in the class didn't like what I said, you can go and speak your piece. Maybe I didn't know what I was talking about. Maybe I didn't have proper understanding. But I knew what our Creator told me. He said to me in the book of Isaiah, I want you to turn there to 8th chapter. It says in Isaiah, the 8th chapter. The 20th verse, it says,
to the law.
Notice what it says, to regarding the law. To the law.
And to the testimony.
That means the testimonies of the prophets. To the law and to the testimony.
If they speak not according to this word.
If they speak not according to this word.
It is because.
That is because there is no light in Obama. There is no light in Farrakhan. There is no light in Jesse Jackson. There's no light in anyone, in any book, whether it's the New Testament, whether it's the Quran, whether it's the Hadith, whether it's the Talmud, whether it's the Kabbalah. If they don't speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And nobody would follow a person walking in darkness but an absolute fool. And I know you don't want to classify yourself as an absolute fool. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do we have, and we dealt with a very big subject. Didn't get a chance to teach a lesson because that subject was very intense. They asked us about and wanted some scriptures. I think we gave them a few. There are many more that we could give them, but those are just a few. Do we have any comments or any questions from anybody in the class regarding on what I said? If anybody disliked it much, speak. And if anybody liked it a lot, speak also. So you have no excuse for not speaking. Or if you're only ones that don't have to go to the mic, it's those that are just in a state of limbo and just didn't give a damn, period. But if you like it, go to the mic. And if you dislike it, go to the mic. And the rest of y'all.
All praise to the Most High. I just wanted to bring out a point that you brought out, which was very true about when you were saying about how the people actually go to vote and they press one, they, you know, just how sneaky these elections are and how they're going to put in office who they want to put in. That's why it's called politics. And like you were saying, there was a documentary on HBO that said that was showing that very those very facts that you were saying about how they would push a button and, you know, maybe press the button for Bush and somebody else's name would pop up. And, you know, the Almighty said that, you know, surely one day the Gentiles will confess. So even their own people are coming forth with these same facts that you're saying, you know, right now, you know, confessing to the hypocrisy of, you know, what's going on in these elections. And they're going to put there who they want there. So just wanted to, or who the Almighty wants there.
Who they think they want there. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom. I like what you said. It's based on scripture and the last one that you use, Isaiah 8:20, it brings it all to a head, and it's you know, Yah gave you a, showed you how to make a mighty slingshot. You got that giant's head coming off. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First, I start off by praising Yah by saying hallelujah. I totally agree with what you said. And even to add to that, some people, they like to register to vote because they say, well, if I register to vote, if I register, then I could be chose to go down there and be selected to be on the jury, and help, you know, decide the cases on my people. But when you go down there to register, you don't never get selected to be on the jury trial. You know, so people have false hope in this system. And then Isaiah the 30th, it speaks of woe to them that want to go down to Egypt, you know, and want to make Egypt their strength. And that's what these people doing nowadays. They asking for something. They want the cover with a covering, but it's not a Yahweh spirit. You know, and Yahweh let us know plainly that he put us in our enemy's land, and we should never lose sight or lose focus of that. And one more other thing before I sit down. I remember years ago when our beloved brother Kabaka Abba, doing one of your radio programs, he called and he said that Christopher Smitherman was a good guy, you know, and Christopher Smitherman mean good to our people. And I had to call in. I didn't want to knock the brother, but I had to call in because Christopher Smitherman don't know Yahweh. Christopher Smitherman, with all his good intentions, if you don't know Yahweh, you on the wrong track. You know, you just simply on the wrong track. Like you say, the road to hell is paved with people who have good intentions. You know, so that's no excuse. But it's just good to hear this good news and hear this good word. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I agree with what you said, but I never told nobody that we cannot vote. We're to seek the peace of a city, and one can vote if they wish. I just said the law said you can't put a man over you that's not your brother, and I put emphasis on that. But if somebody want to vote about school being in that neighborhood and them having a garbage collector come once a month instead of once a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that people can do to seek the peace of the city.
Yes, sir.
And Yah never told us not to seek the peace of the city. He told us we are to seek the peace of the city, and we're to pray for the secret peace of the city.
Yes, sir.
For in its peace, we will have peace. So there's a lot of things that we can do.
Yes, sir.
For our peace of mind.
Yes,
while we are here, that can help alleviate certain conditions,
mm-hmm.
even though they can't eradicate certain conditions. There's conditions of oppression that can be alleviated when people of the community get together and they all voice their concerns for the same thing. I never said not to vote. I just said when you vote for a king, it has to be one of your brothers, and the Almighty was only going to allow us to put on our own brothers over us in our own land.
Yes, sir.
He didn't send you over to here to get no freedom and civil rights, and you're not going to get it.
I totally agree. And if I did say that you said
it's all right,
know,
you know.
I made a mistake, and so I didn't mean that. The fact still remains that the Almighty said this is the land of our enemy, and we should always keep that in the forefront of our mind. Yeah, so good. I didn't know.
No, it's all right.
Okay,
you
yes,
didn't
sir.
Have
yes,
to come up there to clean up nothing, bro. It's all right. It's not that serious. When I make my little comments, I don't have to break your neck, go back up that mic, clear it up. I'm just giving my observations. That's all. But I agree with what you said, and I mentioned that. Yes, sir.
Praise Yah. First, want to give thanks and praise to the Most High today for being here. This has definitely been a very exciting class. I got a question and a comment. First, the comment that I want to make is that, you know, one of the reasons that this brother has been able to raise so much money, and I don't know if, you know, many of y'all paid attention, but it's because for the first time our people have felt that they may be a part of something that will benefit them. So not only did they yield their energy to go knock on door to doors, but a lot of them have yielded their substances.
And if you'll see, you know, what it, you know, if I guess all of America, I don't want to say all, but if, you know, the majority of America is on one accord, that's both black and white, look at the unity that could be mustered together. But the question still remains is that when it comes to identifying, you know, say Africans, how are we really to kind of denote which African people might be part of the house?
Well, that's good. That's a very good question. That's very simple. Anytime you don't know, you get the dog. I got a man just jumped off the moon that looked like me, and I don't know he's my brother. There are certain, I got to treat him nice and kind and considerate, but I can't put him over me to be my king if I'm not sure, if I'm not positive who he is. We can't say, well, you might be. So, you understand? Not with the law, you give the Most High the benefit of a doubt. If you don't know, that's maybe because he don't want you to know. Yes, sir.
I'd like to first start off by giving Yah all praises, honor, and glory, and thanking him for bringing me among my brothers and sisters to praise him and him only, saying hallelujah. Yes, I don't think it's good to vote in this land, whether it's a brother or, of course, we only have other white man's choices to make. And the reason why I say that, because you strengthen the hand of the wicked. Who in here, when you used to vote, said it made it better for not only because you, they might make it, you might see it being better for 10 or 15 of your brothers and sisters, but what about the whole us? Who in here can say that just because they have voted in the past that they made it better for all of us? I don't see not one hand, you know. Now, this, you know, thing, I called in Lincoln's show about a month ago, and Lincoln was saying the voting is good. And I said, Lincoln, okay. He said, Kim, what are you talking about? You don't vote. I said, okay, let me tell you something. If you needed to buy something, you was hungry and needed to buy food, what counts more, the green or a signature? Would they accept your signature or the money? He said, of course the money. I said, if you need a car or to get somewhere, need to pay for anything that you needed, what would you do? You go in your pocket and take out money, correct? He said, yeah. I said, look at Lincoln, just look at it, because even for this class, money counts more than a signature. You can punch a matter of fact, the new voting polls now don't even tabulate hanging chads. If you get an older person in there that doesn't have the strength to push all the way down, and you put them in the counter, the tabulator, to count all the votes, they doesn't even count those correctly. So even with the new voting poll, it's no way they can even get something that is sure and secure on making sure all the voting, your vote count. So regardless of what has happened in the past and all the changes, it still isn't secure. So you know, and votes been thrown out in the same district year after year after year, the same district. Look at Florida, 14,001 black district, that is. And then the next year, 10,000 or 14,000 again. How do you know it isn't yours again? Who can say that that's fair? Nobody.
All right, let me comment on that, sir, if you don't mind. And you can stay there. You wish to stay right by the mic. The creator, and let me ask you a question. If they were going to put a chemical dump in your backyard and all the people in your community wanted to get together and sign a petition that they don't want it there, would you sign that petition?
Yes, I would.
Oh, so you do believe in voting. All right, thank you. You can have a seat. That's what it means to seek the peace of the city. When you seek the peace of the city, you're doing things that can benefit you and your neighbors. And the Almighty told us to seek the peace of the city, of that city. And if the city, say, the people that don't want that chemical dump here, if you all vote for it to be removed, we'll remove it. But if you don't vote, then we'll assume that you don't mind it being there. You understand? So there's a lot you can do to seek the peace of the city. There's a lot of things you can do. Would you cooperate with the police? You? Oh, it depends on what it is. So you will. You just said depends. Would you cooperate in any way with the police for anything? No or yes? You would. So if you've seen, some ways. Huh? So if you've seen somebody climbing in your neighbor's back window, coming out with his TV, would you call the police? Or you just go and beat him up? No, I mean, who would you say something to? Oh, so you would call the police. What white boys would you call? Which white boys would you call? You say you'd call the white boys, but not the police. Which white boys? No. Which white boys would you call? Oh, you just said you would. So you lied when you said you would call the white boy. Oh, you would just talk to the white boys. Which white boys would you talk to? You would have to, but who would you talk to? Okay. All right, thanks. All right, the ones in control. So you would call the police. All right, thank you. All right, you got it. I'm with you, son. It's not that serious. Yes, ma'am.
Shabbat Shalom. This was a good Sabbath because every time I come to Sabbath class, it's always a subject that I've been discussing with someone in the community. And even though I don't fully know if Obama is our brother, from what it looks like, he is not. But the beautiful thing is, if he does become president, for me, it's just a good idea seeing these white boys having a battle. And that's a beautiful thing. But the most beautiful thing that I would hope that I'll be able to see is when they're licking the dust of our feet, like the Almighty said that their kings and queens would be doing. And that's the most beautiful thing that I'm looking forward to. So this was a good
question. I agree with you there. All right. Now, if he's elected a president, I don't think nobody would be bowing down because most of them would be necessary to make him president. Blacks could make anybody president by themselves. So you always need the cooperation of others. And they would not be bowing because he'd be helping them. If this particular person you're talking about is elected president, I think he would do more to help than to hurt. But at the same time, he can only do what the Almighty allows him to do. Get that in your mind. He can only, whoever's in there, can only do what Yah wants him to do. And whoever was in there that last year could have only did what Yah wanted him to do. They might have not did the same thing, but they had to tore it down in a different way. Still tearing it down. Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. Wouldn't it be fair to say that that Obama's dead, Jacob? And if so,
is it fair to say that Obama and all the congressmen and senators are dead, Jacob? Yes.
Okay.
That's fair to say.
All right. Well.
Well, no. Let me back that down. You can't just say dead, Jacob. You got to be Jacob to be dead or alive. So that might not be altogether correct.
Well, if he's not dead, Jacob, then how could he be associated with being our brethren if he is not associated with Israel?
Well, no, I didn't say he was, son.
Well, no, I'm posing that question because...
Oh, you're
people,
posing it not to me.
The reason why I'm posing is because...
Who are you posing? You asking me a question?
Well, just the congregation in general because we're getting stuck with this stereotype. Well, we're getting stuck with this inclination that he could possibly be our brethren. Well, how could he be our brethren when he's not part of for the plight of Israel? And if he is dead of Jacob, then that would give him some, it would put him in some kind of a classification that he could be possibly waking up sometime throughout his term or throughout his life or whatever.
You're right.
So what I'm saying is, how could he be classified as being our brethren if we haven't classified him as being dead Jacob or not?
Nobody did. Nobody in the class said he was. So I can only respond to what the class said or what I said. The class never said that, and I didn't, so I can't respond to it. I can just say what you're saying is true.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. We thank you for turning in into a special edition of Nothing But the Truth. A lesson taught by the late, great Moray Lisa. But until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom.
Yeah. Live free. Come on. Fourth tribe. 100 centuries. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Take a look at my soul. Nothing left but these holes. They tried to take me down, but Yah is in control. So now I ask you, you suddenly black too. The oppressor ain't fair when he attacked. You started wars because they tried to tax you. You should be asking who they was asking. Not what prices on our backs. And the IRS wanted in on the back end. Lincoln was never down for emancipation. Just good political relations to try to make a good case for the next election. Yet Jim Crow came right back in the field. Certified with a government seal. Probably tried to stand up with zeal. Sadly, he thought that Jesus was real. They gave us some fake news and education to keep us concealed.
Take a look at my soul. All I want to do is go. There's nothing left of me. I'm just horrid slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is be my Yah and live free.
400 centuries of this horrid slavery. But Yah, He is the King, and He will save me. So now I ask you, will you drop to your knees and beg Yah, please? Don't you know that Yah is coming? It's like tomorrow. I can't even tell you the time on your automobile. Just guard your heart, baby Paul, baby doll. Don't cry. Paparazzi never cared about them tears. No way. Just spend my Yah all day. Resting Him just like the song say. I'm waiting for the day that He sit on the throne. Till then I'm stuck in my zone. Staying focused on the day when He finally takes us home. Till then I'm prophesying to the dry bones. Till that day that I'm gone. And Yah reveal what He has shown. That Yahweh is Elohim, is Him and none alone.
Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go. There's nothing left of me of this horrid slavery. For 100 centuries, nothing left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. Live free, yeah. Take a look at my soul. All I wanna do is go. There's nothing left of me of this horrid slavery. 400 centuries left for you to hold. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free. All I want to be is with my Yah and live free.
I will bring you into your own land.
And I will bring you into your own land. Now you're talking about freedom because Almighty.